This is All Things Considered on WBUR. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. The Massachusetts health care law, Mitt Romney's signature achievement as governor, is presenting yet another conundrum for the expected GOP presidential nominee. His support for the requirement that all residents have health insurance, known as the individual mandate, is at the heart of his predicament. WBUR's Martha Biebinger tells us the latest issue is whether to call the mandate a tax or a penalty.
The latest health care bombshell came from longtime Romney advisor Eric Fernstein.
But Chuck, the governor has consistently described the mandate in Massachusetts as a penalty.
This is an important distinction for Romney, because if he calls the fine for failure to have health insurance a tax, he cannot continue to maintain that he never raised taxes in Massachusetts. So Fernstein stuck to the penalty claim yesterday with MSNBC's Chuck Todd.
The governor does not believe the mandate is a tax. That's what you're saying.
The governor believes that what we put in place in Massachusetts was a penalty, and he disagrees with the court's ruling that the mandate was a tax. But again,
so he agrees with the president. But he agrees with the president
this
that
is very
it is not
surprising. I say even shocking that he would do this to allies who wanted to make Obamacare a huge issue against Obama.
Republican strategist Todd Domke says Romney, by siding with President Obama, is undermining Republican claims that the Affordable Care Act is a major tax increase. Domke says Romney and his advisors chose to undercut that argument rather than face the charge that he was again reversing a prior position.
And I think in this case, they decided that better to go along with Obama in saying that a mandate is not a tax than to revive the old charge that he is a flip-flopper.
For the public, there are confusing messages now from Republicans about whether the individual mandate imposes a penalty or a tax. Here's CNN host Brooke Baldwin this morning with Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus.
Well, our position is the same as Mitt Romney's position. It's a tax. That's the only way that the Supreme Court came up with the decision that it did in order to make it constitutional.
But it sounds like Camp Romney says it was a penalty. So I'm just asking you specifically, Republican National Committee, tax or penalty? Which is it?
It's a tax.
But Romney's record in Massachusetts is also confusing. His original health care bill said that any Massachusetts resident who violated the individual mandate could lose the personal exemption on their tax returns. In other words, Romney would have imposed a penalty through the state tax form. Few in Massachusetts were asking if the fine for not having health insurance was a tax or a penalty before the Supreme Court ruling last week. So what is it, a penalty or a tax?
Well, it's a penalty, but frankly, I don't care what you call it. It's a solution.
Governor Deval Patrick.
It affects a very small number of people who are, in many respects, freeloaders on a system where we pick up their costs.
For Governor Romney right now, it's the words that count. And whether he has, as some Republican leaders suggest, hurt his chance to beat Obama on health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.